Might as Well Be Dead by Rex Stout. Copyright 1956 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of Might as Well Be Dead was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1996 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Chapter 1. Most of the people who come to see Nero Wolfe by appointment, especially from as far away as Nebraska, show some sign of being in trouble, but that one didn't. With his clear, unwrinkled skin and alert brown eyes and thin, straight mouth, he didn't even look his age. I knew his age, 61. When a telegram had come from James R. Harold, Omaha, Nebraska, asking for an appointment Monday afternoon, of course I had checked on him. He was sole owner of the Harold Hardware Company, wholesale, a highly respected citizen, and rated at over half a million. A perfect prospect for a worthy fee if he had real trouble. Seeing him had been a letdown. From his looks, he might merely be after a testimonial for a gadget to trim orchid plants. He had settled back comfortably in the red leather chair. "I guess," he said, "I'd better tell you why I picked you." "As you please," Wolfe muttered from behind his desk. For half an hour after lunch, he never gets above a mutter unless he has to. Harold crossed his legs. "It's about my son. I want to find my son. About a month ago, I put ads in the New York